it's a Champions League assist special. We are back to European competition, of course, this week. And James Milton and Liam Flynn join myself, Warren Ashurst, to go through this week's fixtures. Just to remind you, we are sponsored by Free Super Tips, and we'll be looking across the selected main games of this week's Champions League fixtures. The main game, you would say, from a British football perspective, looks to be the big clash between Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain in the French capital. PSG 6-4 to win the game. It's 13-8 City and 13-5 the draw. Before we look at the best bets for this game, guys, let's start with you, James, and have a quick look at how things look in terms of the table and qualification for the knockout stages. And at the moment, these two are in danger of potentially not making it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the bookmakers were onto that with PSG. As soon as the draw was made, you know, they took a real walk in the market, and that's been kind of franked by their struggles in big games. So they're in deep trouble. And yeah, as you say, incredible to see City struggling as well. And Real Madrid, you know, all the pre-season previews and the anti-post betting had those two as a class apart from the rest. You know, Real Madrid at home to Salzburg, then away to Brest, their final two games. Even if they win those, that gets them to 15 points, which may not be enough to seal a place in the last 16. So, you know, there's some real big guns struggling. I like the look of Aston Villa's chances to go straight through to the last 16. They're away to Monaco. We'll look at that game later. They've gone off the boil, and then at home to Celtic on match day 8. So yeah, I think Villa really handily placed.
Yeah, look at some of the teams in this, I would say, particularly the bottom third section. And you'd say that there's probably majority of them, Liam, were teams that you'd expect would probably be around and about struggling to qualify. But you've got the likes of RB Leipzig, PSG, I'd maybe even say Bologna in that, who would have been hopeful of at least getting into the middle third, but at the moment look like completely missing out. And as we mentioned as well with Milts just a second or so ago, Manchester City, Real Madrid, Juventus, all in danger as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been incredibly competitive, and I think the new format is delivering what we'd hoped from it. I mean, with going into the last two games of the league phase, just 3 points separate Club Brugge, who are down in 19th, and the top 8. So that just goes to show you how much there is to play for. Barcelona and Liverpool at the moment, the only two teams to have guaranteed a spot in at least the knockout round playoff phase. So yeah, it's most definitely interesting. I think if you're casting an eye over the outright bets at the moment, I actually do like the look of Juventus to squeeze into that top 8 around the 11-4 mark. Now, they've been slow burners this season, there's no doubt about that, obviously transitioning to being under Thiago Motta, the former Bologna boss, but they have taken 4 points from the last two games against Atalanta and Milan, still unbeaten in Serie A this season, albeit with a few more draws than they might like. But and of course, they did, you know, they beat Manchester City on match day 6, granted a Man City team who were on the slide at the time, but they're just 2 points off that top 8, and they've got games against Club Brugge and Benfica to finish their league phase campaign. So I think there's every chance that they could break into that top 8. I also think a bigger price, Atalanta, are worth a look at around 11-2. I mean, they're also only 2 points off. I know it's congested, so you'd expect a lot of the teams around them to win, but their next game is at home to Sturm Graz. They win that, put themselves firmly in the mix. They do go away to Barcelona in their last game, which is probably factored into their price, but they are a good team, especially when it comes to those big occasions. So I think it's still plenty to play for going into the last two league phase games.
Well, let's focus now mainly on that big clash that we mentioned, Paris Saint-Germain against Manchester City on Wednesday evening. Milts, we'll start with you with this one in terms of reflections, firstly, on the two teams. And City, off the back of that crushing win against Ipswich on Sunday, surely will have had confidence boosted. And do we think they're now starting to rediscover the form?
Yeah, I mean, that was a much-needed performance and result, wasn't it? When you looked at them, you know, they'd beaten Leicester, beat West Ham comfortably in the league, then the FA Cup hammering of Salford, and then they go and let slip a lead at Brentford in midweek, and you thought, oh, okay, are they not quite turned the corner? But, you know, that was a commanding performance. You know, to see Phil Foden, who had such a disappointing start to the season after his heroics last term, you know, back to his best. And, yeah, you know, a trip to Paris might be a bit of an anti-climax for City fans after experiencing the delights of Ipswich Liam and I both have have connections to East Anglia, so it's lovely place. But I think City can get another victory here. I'm kind of I'm not reading too much into that win at Portman Road, but I'm more kind of anti PSG at the moment, and I just think City have the firepower to win this game. You know, despite their struggles, they scored 13 goals in their last five Champions League games. PSG have scored six in six. Three of those came against struggling Salzburg. You know, we mentioned their tough draw earlier. They lost to Arsenal, Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich. Two of those were narrow. I mean, they were pretty much outclassed by Arsenal at the Emirates Stadium. But I think a tight City win, don't really fancy either side to keep a clean sheet. So I like the look of the 2-1 correct score in Manchester City's favour.
I mean, Liam, you look at the Champions League form for PSG this year, and understandably, they are where they are, 25th. They've only won two of their six games so far. Domestically, and I don't know how much we can read into this, they're unbeaten, of course. 18 games played, 14 wins and four draws. Are they as bad as we're making out?
Yeah, I mean, very possibly. It's a very similar narrative every season for Paris Saint-Germain, obviously dominating domestically, but struggling in continental competition. I think, the way they've been performing in the Champions League has been, you know, really underwhelming. We've obviously touched upon the run they've had, and we said, obviously, defeats to Arsenal, Atletico, Bayern Munich. I did think they've done a really good piece of business this window in signing Kvitsa Kvaratskhelia from Napoli, but he won't be available at least for the last two league phase games because he's not been registered. Depends, obviously, if they go further than that. But I'd be thinking along very similar lines to Miltz here. I think a City win is the way to go, and I'd happily play a straight bat and just back City to win. There is pressure on both these sides, but I think City are going to handle it a bit better given the way they've started to progress recently. That obviously 6-0 thrashing of Ipswich last time out. Phil Foden being back in form, scored 20 goals in the last four games, four wins in their last five matches. So they've started to find that winning streak at an important time. And I think you've got to also look at how important this competition is for Man City. I think obviously title, you'd never say never with a Guardiola side, but realistically it's about, you know, making the top four now. And the Champions League is probably their best opportunity to save their season. So I think they'll get over the line against Paris Saint-Germain, who've just really struggled in these kinds of fixtures this season.
Okay, just a reminder that game is on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. PSG against Manchester City promises to be a cracker. Let's look at the rest of the British teams in action now in the Champions League. And we'll start off on Tuesday evening at 5:45. It is Monaco against Aston Villa. Monaco 6-4 to win this game. It's 17-10 Villa and 5-2 the draw. These early kickoffs are always an intriguing one, Liam, in terms of how the opposition team will react, having made the journey. But I would imagine that Aston Villa will be buoyed after their comeback performance against Arsenal.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll be in great spirits. I think, you know, the way they came back in that game, having been 2-0 down so late, in the second half, they, you know, showed real character in that contest. And they've been going very well in the Champions League. I mean, they're up to fifth spot in the overall standings, four wins from their six games. So I would be backing a Villa win at odds against in this game. I think it's the way to go. Monaco, I mean, they're down in 16th, despite having just 3 points fewer than Villa. It just goes to show how mad the table is and how, you know, congested it is. But they've made a really poor start to 2025. They're yet to win a game this year. Real low point came on Friday night when they lost 2-1 to Basement Boys Montpellier in Ligue 1. A Montpellier team who've really underwhelmed this season. They've tried to reinforce their attack with the signing of Micah Biret from Sturm Graz, but since his arrival, he's yet to really make an impact. And I just think they've looked a little bit sluggish in the last couple of weeks. Villa, on the other hand, like you say, they'll be buoyed by that draw with Arsenal. And this is a competition they're relishing. I think the fans are loving the fact that their team could well land a top eight spot this season. So, yeah, Villa would definitely be the team I'd be backing in this one.
I mean, we've talked a few times this season, Miltz, about the tactical nous of Unai Emery, but also you need a little bit of luck in the Champions League. And as Liam's alluded to there, they'll probably play Monaco at a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Monaco won two of their last 11 games in all competitions, and one of those was against a sixth-tier team in the French Cup, so not reading too much into that. And yeah, as you say, Unai Emery in European competitions is a kind of very different beast, isn't he? And Villa's performances in the Premier League and the Champions League have been really contrasting. You know, defensively, they hardly keep any clean sheets in the league. They've struggled away from home in the league. But they've been excellent throughout this Champions League campaign. You know, won 3-2 at Leipzig on match day 6. And then before then, the only goal they'd conceded was that bizarre penalty against Club Brugge when Tyrone Mings picked the ball up. So I think they've got a really solid foundation to win this game. To see them as outsiders against a Monaco side who, as Liam's mentioned, are really struggling at the moment, I think that's a tempting bet for Villa.
Well, the other game featuring a British team on Tuesday evening is at Anfield, where Liverpool play host to Lille. I'm not sure what price you'd have got on these two being both in the top eight with two rounds of fixtures left to go. But Milt, obviously Liverpool flying high at the top of the table. Lille, though, have probably impressed more than many people would have thought so far this season.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're unbeaten now in 21 games in all competitions. Obviously, they're long odds on to lose that record at Anfield. But, you know, Liverpool, I feel like I've kind of been opposing them the last couple of rounds in the Champions League, thinking they don't really need to go out all guns blazing. They just keep winning. It's a tricky betting heat, I think. You know, Arne Slot is bound to make some changes. But then you look at the depth of the Liverpool squad now. And, you know, I think Joe Gomez is the only absentee at the moment. I think Diogo Jota has a slight injury. But, you know, they've got fantastic depth at this stage of the season and still in four competitions. I think having that level of fitness in the squad is huge for them. Having said that, you know, they've not been at their most fluent in recent games. Obviously left it very, very late at Brentford last time out. And, draws with Manchester United and Nottingham Forest. So I'd be looking at under 3.5 goals in this game. It's not a great betting heap for me. You know, Liverpool don't really need to go all out for the win. And Lille, I think, will be happy with a draw. You know, as you mentioned, they're in a great position. They've got Feyenoord at home on match day 8. So if they can get a point at Anfield, they'd be delighted, I think.
Just to run you through the prices, Liverpool 3-10 to claim the victory. It's 9-1 Lille and 9-2 the draw. Where's the value for you here, Liam?
Yeah, it's not a great betting heap, but there is a bet that stood out to me, and that's Lille to score the first goal at 3-1. I think, obviously, we saw that Liverpool left it late against Brentford on Saturday, goals in the 91st and 93rd minutes of that game. But they had obviously had 37 shots in that match. So I think it showed that they maybe weren't quite at their clinical best, and it could take them time to get going again, given the quick turnaround going into this game on Tuesday. So I would probably expect Liverpool to get over the line, but I can definitely see Lille giving them a scare. They've obviously beaten Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid in this competition this season. And interestingly, they've scored the first goal in four of their six Champions League contests this term. So obviously they carry a real attacking threat with Jonathan David up there. So I think at 3-1, I think it's a really big price for Lille to score the first goal at Anfield.
OK, well, let's turn our attentions now to Wednesday's action. Considering that there are two British clubs in action on Wednesday night, there are some cracking games to look forward to. And we'll start off with Celtic, who play host to Young Boys. Brendan Rodgers' side 4-11 to claim the victory. It's 8-1 Young Boys and 4-1 the draw. Liam, we'll start with you with this one. It would be huge for Celtic if they could get a win, give themselves a real opportunity of at least making the playoff stages for the knockout rounds.
Yeah, and I think they've got every chance of doing so. I think, you know, a Celtic win would be one that you want to maybe put in your accumulators as well. But in terms of a single bet for this one, I'd be looking at Celtic minus one goal on the handicaps. So basically, you're backing Celtic to win this by two goals or more. They've given a really good account of themselves in the Champions League this season. 9 points from six games, I think, is a better haul than many would have expected coming into this. I think the format has actually benefited Celtic more than some other teams, you know, compared to when they'd usually be playing in a knockout, you know, in the group stage rather, and obviously playing a big gun at twice. They've been really strong at Celtic Park, where they've beaten Slovan Bratislava 5-1, beat Leipzig 3-1. So I can definitely see them winning this game by two goals or more. I mean, Young Boys, they've already been eliminated. They're rock bottom of the Champions League standings with a goal difference of minus 19, which is pretty absurd after just six games. So I definitely think that Celtic are the way to go. This is a first Champions League game for Young Boys' new boss, Giorgio Contini, but I can't see him changing things drastically anytime soon. And with the atmosphere that Celtic will be able to generate, I think they should run out pretty comfortable winners.
Yeah, bouncing Celtic Park, Milt, is not the place you want to go if you're bottom of the Champions League table.
No, exactly. Yeah, Young Boys have had some tough nights already. You know, lost to Villa, Barcelona, Inter in their first three. They have scored in their last three defeats, and that's the way I'm looking at this game. I think Celtic to win and both teams to score is a good bet. Both teams have scored in Celtic's last seven home Champions League matches. But as Liam says, they've got a terrific record on their own patch. Now, even last season, they drew 2-2 with Atletico Madrid, beat Feyenoord 2-1. Their last league game was a 3-3 draw at Dundee. I'm expecting more fireworks in this one. But yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for Celtic to really tighten their grip on a place in the knockout stages. And remember, they do travel to Villa Park on the final round of fixtures. So, you know, this is an opportunity they won't want to pass up.
Also, looks like a big chance for Arsenal on Wednesday night as they play host to Dinamo Zagreb. The Gunners are 8-1 on to claim the victory. It's 16-1 Dinamo and 8-1 the draw. Milts, we'll start with you with this one. I mean, Arsenal third in the table at the moment. There's, I suppose, like we said, with Arne Slot and Liverpool, and with a title race on and still being in the Champions League, Mikel Arteta's got some decisions to make in terms of what he does with his team.
Yeah, I think he'll have license to make a few changes here simply because of the standard of the opposition. Dinamo Zagreb haven't had a competitive fixture since Christmas either. I think it's hard to see them troubling Arsenal's defence, which you know has not lived up to its usual standards in the Premier League. But you know, as I mentioned with Aston Villa earlier, defended really well in Europe. You know, 3-0 at home to Monaco last time out. They beat Shakhtar 2-0, beat Paris Saint-Germain 2-0 at the Emirates. And they were terrific defensively in the Champions League last season as well. So I'm looking down the correct score route, and a 3-0 win for Arsenal is the bet here. You know, Dinamo Zagreb started out with that 9-2 defeat at Bayern. They are capable of scoring goals, but have failed to notch in their last two. And yeah, I think they may be a little rusty for their trip to North London.
It should be straightforward, Liam, this for Arsenal, shouldn't it?
It should be, yeah, although they're coming off what was a really deflating weekend to be an Arsenal fan. Obviously, firstly seeing Liverpool snatch a win at the death against Brentford, before then obviously throwing away a two-goal lead against Villa and then also having a winning goal chalked off by VAR. It was everything just seemed to go against Arsenal the weekend. However, in the Champions League, the good news for Gunners is it has been much simpler. 13 points from six games. Only Liverpool and Barcelona have fared better in the standings. Obviously, cruised past Sporting Lisbon 5-1 and then Monaco 3-0 in their last two games. And I think it will be a similar story here. I don't think they've encountered too many issues against Dinamo Zagreb. Obviously, the Arsenal squad is a little bit stretched at the moment, and I think Arteta will try and rotate personnel as much as he's able to. But I think it could be a sort of a routine win for Arsenal. I don't necessarily expect them to tear Zagreb to shreds. So I think Arsenal to win in under 3.5 goals offers a bit of value odds against. I mean, four of Arsenal's last five matches have produced under 3.5 goals. So, yeah, I imagine a low-scoring win for Arsenal. Yeah, looks the best bet for me.
OK, well, that's the British teams covered. Up next, it's our Match in Focus.
Do you want football-free bets? All the best offers from your favourite bookmakers can be found in one place. Check out racingpost.com/free-bets to find out more. Racing Post, stay ahead of the field.
Well, that Match in Focus takes place on Tuesday. It's an 8:00 kickoff at the Wanda Metropolitano, where Atletico Madrid play host to Bayer Leverkusen. In terms of the prices, Atletico around about 7-5. The draw is 9-4. Bayer Leverkusen 2-1. Atletico, you know, have shown some really good form over the last few months, Milts. But on the other side of the coin, don't necessarily look to me anyway as the consistent sort of team that we've expected to see under Diego Simeone.
Yeah, it's definitely a departure in the past couple of seasons from the classic Simeone teams, the one team you'd be desperate to avoid in a knockout tie, and they are more open. They I've been interested actually by the way he's used his squad this year, yeah, particularly in La Liga. Just looking, they played 20 games. And Antoine Griezmann is the only outfield player to have started 15 or more. So, you know, he's really been shuffling his pack, and it has paid off. They've won 15 games in a row in all competitions and suffered a shock 1-0 defeat at Leganés at the weekend. You know, they had 19 shots there, hit the woodwork twice, missed a penalty. So, you feel like they could put a line through that. But yeah, this is going to be a fascinating game against Bayer Leverkusen. And I do expect Atletico to create chance with Griezmann and Julian Alvarez up front. Leverkusen, it's hard to pick holes in what Xabi Alonso's done there. But you just look at their defending. You know, they've had all these amazing, stirring comebacks. But you know, against strong teams, you can leave yourself vulnerable if you're expecting to pull off an amazing comeback every week. They've kept 3 clean sheets in 18 Bundesliga games this season, and obviously lost 4-0 at Liverpool. So I like the look of over 1.5 Atletico Madrid goals. You know, very, very strong at home. And yeah, as I said, playing with a bit more flair than maybe we're used to from Simeone teams.
Well, I suppose, bearing in mind the season that they had last season, Liam, with Bayer Leverkusen, that we should probably cut them a little bit of slack in terms of how things have gone this time round. But they are second in the Bundesliga. They're well in a good position to qualify automatically for the knockout stages as well. How would you assess how things have gone for Xabi Alonso this season?
Yeah, there was always going to be a drop-off inevitably from when you go in an unbeaten season in the Bundesliga. So, I think that actually they have still been going very well this campaign. And they've juggled the competitions pretty well as well. I think in terms of these two, I find it incredibly difficult to split them. So that directs me right to the draw. And I think that's where the value is. I mean, obviously, prior to that 1-0 loss against Leganés on Saturday, which had a bit of a blast from the past with former Man City defender Matija Nastasic scoring the winning goal in that game. But prior to that, Atletico Madrid had won 15 games on the spin in all competitions. That included wins over Paris Saint-Germain and Barcelona. And I think the thing with Atletico is, especially in big games, they've looked really dangerous on the counter-attack. I don't know if that's going to work as well against a team like Leverkusen, who have been very organised under Xabi Alonso. Don't typically, or certainly in this competition, haven't left themselves particularly exposed to that kind of approach. They've themselves have won their last 11 competitive games. They beat Dortmund, Inter, Bayern Munich in that run. And whilst I appreciate what Miltz has been saying about, you know, Leverkusen conceding goals in the Bundesliga, they've actually conceded just 5 in 6 in the Champions League this season. And I do think, obviously, that points towards maybe a low-scoring game, and that in turn points towards the draw for me. If punters are after a player bet in this, I wouldn't put them off of looking at Florian Wirtz to score. 14 goals in all competitions, excelling in that number 10 role again under Xabi Alonso, so I'd keep an eye on him. But in terms of a match bet, draw is the way to go.
Just a reminder then, in the Spanish capital, it is Tuesday evening, an 8 p.m. kickoff for Atletico Madrid against Bayer Leverkusen. We're going to turn to our best bets now for this week's Champions League action, and we'll start off with the assist treble. Miltz, we'll start with your selection.
Yeah, I've tipped Aston Villa to win earlier in the show. I'm going to take a more cautious approach for the treble. Villa or draw double chance away to Monaco. As we've said, it's a really good time to be playing Monaco. You know, they've won one of their last 10 matches against top flight opponents. And Villa have been really, really impressive in the Champions League, defending superbly. And yeah, buoyed by that comeback against Arsenal at the weekend. So I think Villa will look a really good bet to at least avoid defeat in Monaco.
Okay, Liam, what's your pick for the assist treble?
Yeah, for the treble, I'm going to go for what I said earlier in the show, Arsenal to win in under 3.5 goals. I think, obviously, the fact with no Jesus, no Saka, Arsenal maybe having to adopt a little bit more of a cautious approach at the moment. But on top of that, playing at home in Champions League contests, they've done pretty well this season. So I can see them grinding out a low-scoring win against Zagreb.
Well, I'm going to steer clear of the British sides, and I'm going to go with AC Milan and over 2.5 goals in their clash with Girona. There have been 3 or more goals in each of Milan's last 4 Champions League games. They've won each of those as well, and they can still reach the top 8 with a positive result in midweek. Girona, meanwhile, have lost all 3 of their Champions League away games so far this season. They've got just 3 points from 6 matches. And with a managerial change recently, of course, at the San Siro, I expect that Milan will be fired up for this one and can go on and claim the victory. So just to remind you of the assist treble then for this week, I'm going with Milan and over 2.5 goals. Miltz is going with Aston Villa or double chance. And for Liam, it's Arsenal and under 3.5 goals in their clash with Dynamo Zagreb. And we'll conclude this week's Champions League assist with the naps from Liam and from Miltz. And Liam, we'll start with your nap first.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a bit of an outlier one. Bologna draw no bet against Borussia Dortmund. Now, Bologna haven't been particularly impressive in the Champions League this season, but they have stabilised over the festive period. And since the start of December, they've held Juventus, Inter and Roma to draws, also beaten Fiorentina, among others. Dortmund, meanwhile, I mean, they've looked pretty hopeless recently. There's serious pressure mounting on Dortmund boss Nuri Sahin. I mean, they returned from the winter break with defeats to Leverkusen, Holstein Kiel and Eintracht Frankfurt, which has actually knocked Dortmund down to 10th in the Bundesliga standings. They've won just one of their last eight games, so I think they could be vulnerable.
OK, and Milts, what are you looking at in terms of the nap?
Yeah, I'm going for Julian Alvarez to score at any time in that big game we've just been discussing against Leverkusen. He's got an extraordinary record in the Champions League, scored 12 goals for Manchester City and Atletico. And they come at a rate of one every 98 minutes, which is superb. Scored in his last two home games in Europe and in his last home game in La Liga. Hit the woodwork against Leganes at the weekend. And yeah, bigger than 2-1, I think he can get on the score sheet.
OK, well, my thanks to both James and Liam for all their input in this Champions League assist special. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment. And if you like your golf, make sure that you join Steve Palmer for the Sweet Spot every Tuesday. He'll be back again this week. We'll be back with the assist on Thursday when we'll be looking ahead to the weekend's Premier League and EFL action. But until then, enjoy your European football in midweek. And please remember to gamble responsibly.